In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. West Michigan saw over $55 million in direct visitor spending through 100 sporting events in 2021. That's according to West Michigan Sports Commission President Mike Gushweiler, who says the region hosted some major events last year.
There's USA softball championships that we host and many different travel team tournaments with people coming from throughout the Midwest. But we also had a chance to partner with Grand Valley State University as we bid on NCAA Division II championships and hosted the Outdoor Track and Field National Championships.
Looking at 2022, Gushweiler says the commission is focused on increasing the number of traveling athletes and visitors and their related hotel income, plus bidding on new events in the future. There was a surge in hiring last month, with hundreds of thousands of people starting the new year off with a new job. Michigan News Network business editor Murray Feldman tells us 467,000 people went back to work in January, while earlier estimates suggested there might have been job losses. Feldman tells us what kinds of jobs people took.
Over 60,000 people found jobs in retailing. More than 50,000 people went back to work in warehousing and transportation businesses as consumers continue to buy products online and have them delivered. In fact, transportation and warehousing now employs over 500,000 more people than before the pandemic.
More than 15% of the nation's employees worked remotely in January, and wages were up 23 cents an hour. That's up more than 25% over the past 12 months. The real estate market in Southwest Michigan is expected to stay strong in 2022. The Southwest Michigan Association of Realtors says most of 2021, sellers saw monthly selling prices above prices in 2020. Meanwhile, buyers benefited from low lending rates. Moving into 2022, the association says low inventory and low interest rates will continue to fuel the real estate prices in Southwest Michigan. In December, the number of houses sold was down by 19% from December of 2020. Overall, year-to-date sales in 2021 came close to the record-setting number of sales in 2020. The average selling price in December of 2021 was $377,000, which was 18% higher than the average selling price of December 2020. Since 2015, the average selling price in the region has increased 63%. The association says the dark cloud in the market is the low inventory, with just 514 houses available, representing a two-month supply. There was one bank-owned or foreclosed home as part of all transactions in December, which was less than 1%. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.